Garrett Gomez for quiz number two. And for the first question that asks about the shift from the historical model to the Aryan model in the development of ancient Greece, what are the factors that lead to that? The first one would be the creation of the paradigm of progress. Another would be the triumph of Romanticism. Third would be the revival of Christianity as a result of the French Revolution. And lastly, it would be the application of racism in society and how that affected the relationship between ancient Greece and ancient Egypt. As for the second question that asks about ancient African scholars and how their ideas and philosophies would blow other scholars of their time out of the water and how they would be able to communicate their ideas in while being discriminated upon, I believe is the biggest thing would be the written word and how everything that they thought or discussed was recorded in books or on different types of stone or any way that they could write their message down. And then lastly, to touch on the last question, what led to the rise of the Aryan model from the historical model? There was, as it said in the text, there was a question upon the historical model's legitimacy. Kyle Alfred Mueller was one of the leading people discrediting the historical model and stating that African Egyptians weren't proved to exist in ancient Egypt, and how that led to a discrimination in the development of ancient Greece when their people were getting influenced. So I believe that just the lack of legitimacy that they conveyed to the public is one of the main reasons why the Aryan model arose.